Sammy the Blade here for On the Bench Sports Talk Radio, and we broadcast every Saturday from 9 a.m. Pacific from 22 West Radio, but I am out of town. I'm actually in New York City, freezing to death, so I thought we can keep things rolling, keep the juices flowing, and do a couple little Today in Sports History for you. So let's tackle February 7th in sports history. 1908, Connie Mack, the great Connie Mack, was in charge of the A's for, I think, around 50-some years. I mean, it was insane how long he was in baseball. He sells hurler Rube Waddell, another great nickname, to the St. Louis Browns for $5,000. It was a smart move by Connie Mack, as Rube only had two more years left in him, but his 1908 season, well, he had a pretty good year. He went 19-14 with a 1.89 ERA. Rube won 193 games in his career and is in the Hall of Fame. A little off news here. How about 1914? Charlie Chaplin debuts the silent film The Tramp in Kid Auto Races at Venice. Little Charlie Chaplin news for you. One of my favorite old-timey actors. If you guys haven't seen any of his early films or any of his films, you guys should jump on those. They're very, very enjoyable. Joe DiMaggio today in 1949 becomes the first $100,000-a-year baseball player for the New York Yankees. Jolting Joe. In 1958, the Dodgers officially become the Los Angeles Dodgers Incorporated. Today was the very first day of that Los Angeles Dodgers franchise, and they would open the gates out here in Los Angeles. Today in 1964, Cassius Clay was his original name, but he became later known and better known as Muhammad Ali as he converts to Islam and is renamed Muhammad Ali. That was today in 1964. And finally, the New Orleans Jazz, which I still think they should be. Not this Utah Jazz crap. Give me a break. Go back to the New Orleans Jazz. It's fitting. That's where jazz is from, New Orleans. But anyways, today in 1975, the New Orleans Jazz stopped the bleeding and ended a 28-game road losing streak. Woo! 28 games. 2010, Super Bowl was played between the Saints and the Colts. The Saints ended up winning their very first Super Bowl 31-17. That was that famous game where Sean Payton decided to onside kick at the beginning of the third quarter and recovered it. That was a fun game. Good for New Orleans. A couple birthdays, the list. I'm just saying these guys' names. I don't know who the hell they are, but I'm just saying their names because I like their names. Buster Crabb, C-R-A-B-B-E. Maybe it's Crabby. 400-meter U.S. swimmer, won the Olympic gold in 1932, born in 1910. And this name is great. Al Fuzzy Smith, a baseball player born today in 1928. Don't know who they are, but just thought I'd give them a little shout-out because they have cool names. Bert Hooten was born today, famous baseball player from 1950. And this guy had one of the coolest nicknames ever. Robert Brazil, Dr. Doom. Isn't that a character in X-Men or something like that? Or Spider-Man or something. I'm not a big, comic book nerd, sport nerd. But he's an NFL player for the Houston Oilers, born in Mobile, Alabama. Born today, 1953. Also, along with Dan Quisenberry from Santa Monica, California. Died 1998, but little local boy, Dan Quisenberry, born today, 1953. And one of my favorite basketball players, the one that actually got me watching basketball in the 10s and late 2000s, was Steve Nash, born today, 1974. Where was he born, you might ask? How about Johannesburg, South Africa? That's right. Man, was that a bad contract the Lakers took on. Boy, oh boy. That was a big mistake. And one of Clayton Kershaw's good friends, Matthew Stafford, born today in 1988. Man, I'm 2 years older than him, and he's a multi-million. Never mind. Steven Stamkos, born today in 1990. Famous hockey player down for the Tampa Bay Lightning. And that wraps up Today in Sports History for February 7th. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to check us out at facebook.com/onthebenchradio and also on Instagram at onthebenchsportstalk. We'll be back on Saturday the 10th at 9 a.m. Pacific on 22 West. Get access to that show by going to 22westradio.com. We'll be back on Saturday the 10th to give you more sports talk and go over the Super Bowl. Facebook.com/onthebenchradio and on Instagram at onthebenchsportstalk. See you on Saturday, people. The bench abides.